smiles, clinch the division and the number two seed. Where's the hat?
I want something bigger than that.
Another day, another dollar.
You a rapper?
Yeah.
Don't start.
Come on. You know I had some bars.
Don't start.
All you had to say was something. You know I was about to drop a little 16 or something.
Don't say nothing, bro. Come on.
Bro. I ain't going to say nothing. Episode 18. Another week.
Another week.
Still locked in. We back, of course. Oh, man. How you feeling today? We had a long weekend.
Had a long weekend, bro. It's all right, though.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
All right. Well, Unscripted Sports with Mir and Deo. Like I said, episode 18. I had Randy Moss, 18, of course.
That's the best one.
The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Yes, sir. But we here, finally, bring some more content to you guys. Keep locking in with us. Instagram, Unscripted Sports with two S's. Well, we're going to start off like we usually do, though, get into the NBA season. Before anything go, I just had to, you see the jersey.
Bro.
East, number three. look, back of the jersey. Wade. I just had to throw that on for y'all, but.
Why, bro?
My boy getting a statue. My boy D Wade getting a statue. Three rings, scoring champ, everything.
Finals MVP.
Finals MVP, got that.
Yeah.
Gold medals.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, the GOAT. Best player in Miami franchise, man.
Yeah, for sure. He deserved it. He got him their first ring.
Mm-hmm.
Like by himself with Shaq, you know, older guys. But, you know, he was the star on that team, so.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats to D Wade.
Yeah. Best player of all time in the Miami Heat franchise.
Yeah, nobody can. You feel me? Take that away from him. Like, that's his franchise. He built that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to throw the jersey on for this episode after that news came out. So, yeah. Okay, cool. But yeah, you know, I had to represent the GOAT, my guy. No, back in elementary, middle school, my nickname was Wade.
Coach Ruben gave us all nicknames.
Yeah, Coach Ruben, shout out to him. But yeah, you know, he reason I used to wear number three too.
Facts,
that's
yeah,
my guy.
Let us pick our numbers.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to D Wade though, my boy getting a statue outside of Miami, much deserved. Everything he did there, I just had to put that at the tippity top of the episode.
Thing,
yeah.
First thing we talk about, D-Wade getting the statue.
So everybody, I respect it. Everybody know what's up, what's going on with my boy. So I had to do that for sure. That's the best news that trumps everything else for today.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Fuck the rest of the episode. Wade yeah. Got a statue.
Hey, you know that's what I'm on. Other news today, we've seen Siakam traded to Indiana.
And they say he was going to try to work out a long-term deal with Indiana.
He is?
Yeah, so.
Mm.
Him and Tyrese.
Tyrese.
Buddy Hield.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. Yes, I'm surprised they kept Buddy Hield in that trade.
They just traded away picks, mm-hmm. Bruce Brown. And another player. I don't remember his name right now, but
I know Bruce Brown's sick as hell.
Getting traded.
After signing to Indiana. He got a bag, though. But,
they say somebody going to try to get him.
I got it right here. Yeah, I'm sure somebody will. Like you said, Pacers and Raptors. Siakam goes to Indiana. Bruce Brown, Jordan Nwora.
Oh, yeah.
And three first-round picks to Toronto. And then... and that says in a separate trade, Kyra Lewis Jr. was traded to the Raptors for a second round pick to the Pacers. So whatever they work out with that,
yeah,
that'll happen. But it seemed like Siakam he wanted to stay in Toronto, but I saw they say even if he qualified for the Supermax,
they wasn't gonna pay him.
Yeah, they wasn't gonna give him the Supermax.
I mean, yeah, because wasn't they trying to trade him last season?
Allegedly, you know, OG, they was holding on to for a couple years now where they should have been let them go.
True.
So now, I guess, earlier this season when they figured I feel like OG and Siakam value was higher last year than the year before when they was actually like doing something.
But, yeah, coming off winning the ring and all that.
But Toronto like obviously held on to him
because they thought they was gonna get back there.
Nah.
Not at all. That was never happening, bro. That year, this ain't go your way. That year went your way, I mean. Like
with Kawhi.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, KD got hurt.
Yeah, we know what goes into that.
So it was like, not to take it away from him, but.
Yeah, but after that year, after Kawhi left, after they got the ring, the front office and Upper Management thought they still had a chance to get back to where they was.
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
I don't know why. They get in the front office and they get stupid.
Yeah, they should have, like we said, they should have got them boys out of there before. Like I said, OG in New York now. Siakam.
Playing great.
Yep, playing good over there. Siakam in Indiana now.
I want to see how that worked when Tyrese Halliburton come back.
Yeah, Halliburton, Miles Turner, and Siakam. That's going to be some good pick and rolls going, for sure. Yeah.
And I think they all run, like how they've been doing. Like putting up the points still. So now, like, because you got Siakam, he can score at all three levels. So,
Siakam,
that ain't a bad trade. I like that trade for real, for real.
You already know Halliburton play a little awkward and weird. Siakam play weird. So that's going to be a little ugly look.
Yeah, that's going to be like, it's going to be like, what the fuck I'm watching? But you look up, they got 139, some shit like that.
Fact.
So.
I do like how Indiana was able to keep Buddy Hill and Obi Toppin either and Ben Mathurin. Like. Obi and Mathurin, the two young guys that you got over there. And then, you know, Hill been in rumors every year
around his time. He always talk about, they always talking about trading.
For sure.
So.
Little horse boy. But, yeah, Indiana, that's a great trade for Indiana. Especially them going, they, right now in the standings, they're going to be a playoff team, I expect. When Tyrese come back, they should be able to hold up and.
Yeah.
At least being a play in, but that's a scary team if they put it together. So
I like that team. It's all right. It's a nice team.
You know, they're one of the highest scoring teams in the league already. So
yeah, now you ask Siakam who get you about 20.
15 to 20 a game. And he'll be better as a number two or three option as well. Get him out the way from the number one option because he don't need to be a number one option. But that's a good pickup for Indiana, and they got the opportunity to sign him later on this year, keep him on that squad. So I like that trade.
Yeah.
I like Toronto continue the rebuild process.
I see, yeah.
They got some draft picks out of this, and they got Bruce Brown. They can move him, get some more picks.
I feel like they're going to move him. If I was Toronto, I'll move him because it's like.
I don't think he want to be there. Well, of course he don't want to be there, but.
He looking to get traded too, so.
Yeah. I would expect that to happen before the deadline at the latest.
Yeah, when is the deadline?
Before All-Star break?
Before All-Star break.
Or after. It's near that February mark.
Like that week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Remember, Cousins got traded like two days before the All-Star game.
He got traded after the All-Star game.
Before.
No, it was after.
Was it after?
Yeah, because he was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because AD and Cousins played together, yeah.
Yeah, they was in New Orleans.
Yeah, that was weird.
He got traded to New Orleans at the All-Star game in New Orleans, I remember.
That was a lethal duo, too. They was healthy. I'm not even going to say my hot take.
You had them beating Golden State that serious?
They couldn't do nothing. That's when they had Rondo, too. The boys was killing out there. Rondo, yeah. Drew Holiday.
Absolutely. They had a small four. I forgot the small four they had. Bro, that team was...
Yeah.
That team was good.
If they stay healthy and stay together more than them couple years, they...
They could have did something.
Yeah, I ain't gonna... Yeah, that's my hot take, though. I got a question. It's not a lot of news going on in the NBA lately. Draymond came back. They lost to the Grizzlies in his first game back. He said there wasn't no energy for them guys, so... I ain't gonna keep bringing y'all Warriors content, but I just wanted to say that real quick.
Yeah.
Since Siakam got traded, where should LaVine be traded to? We seen the news earlier, quote unquote, reportedly the Bulls want to offload him.
Yeah, they don't want him no more.
Yeah.
And he don't want to be there no more neither. You can just tell probably him don't want to be there no more. Kobe White coming into his own.
Balling.
Like, you feel me? DeMar DeRozan's like an older vet now that's grooming some of the young guys. But he's still balling.
Yeah, I can see him on the move too, but keep it focused on Zach.
Yeah, they should meet, in my opinion, they should move both of them mm-hmm. and just rebuild.
And be sellers.
Yeah.
Yeah, sellers by the deadline.
Yeah, just, you feel me, rebuild. But Zach LaVine.
I know we previously talked about him going to Philly, maybe.
I don't want him in Philly.
You don't want him no more, the role player? He like.
I like my role players. Mm-hmm. I don't want him in Philly.
I'll trade on Detroit and get some picks back. Fuck off my team. But I'm joking. I would want him in Detroit because I don't care. But
he need to go somewhere. Shit, where can you trade him?
What about Golden State? Amid the rumors, you know there was like some rumors that they get Siakam over there. What do you think about
Zach them? LaVine going to Golden State?
Yeah, playing the three with them.
Who would
Wiggins would be going? Who else? They gonna hold on to Kuminga. Maybe Moody. Let's say Wiggins and Moody in like a first round pick or something. Two first round picks or something.
That wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be bad at all.
So you get Steph, Clay, LaVine, Draymond.
You got somebody that can help Steph. Like score, get their own shot. Yeah. He would just have to buy into the system.
Yeah.
Into the ball movement. Instead of going one on one, like mm-hmm. he have to buy into the ball, swing, move, pass, and all that.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't be bad, like him in Golden State. I mean, that's all I can think of.
Especially with them being 18 and 22 now, and they lost two straight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think where else. San Antonio, I'm not ready. I'm not even going to talk about them. Portland, Memphis, not Houston. What about the Lakers? They moved some of them. Some of their depth. They finally put their correct start lineup in there, which is, if it was working last year, why wouldn't you do that before? But we ain't gonna talk about that. What'd you say?
I said
the D'Angelo Russell rumors, like D'Angelo Russell, Gabe Vincent contract.
Mm-hmm. You know what I try to do? Not to cut you off.
Mm-hmm.
With D'Angelo Russell, I try to put a package up for Kyrie.
Okay.
I try to do something like that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, they was talking about him last year going to the Lakers, mm-hmm. trying to trade him for the Lakers. But I try to put something like him, Gabe Vincent, Cam Reddish,
mm-hmm.
few picks.
Yeah.
Because you're getting back that you're getting small forwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, like wing players. Mm-hmm. And you got another point guard in D'Angelo Russell that like to run the pick and roll.
Yeah.
So, and you got Gabe Vincent come off the bench if he finally get healthy. And do something if Dallas got the money. I mean, y'all will be trading his contract and Kyrie contract. Or you can trade Zach LaVine to the Lakers too.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell. Who else? I say Torian Prince for real. I hate him. I don't like Torian Prince, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't wanna see how he fit on the Lakers. He's supposed to hit shots, he don't hit shots. Like so,
3 and D. But you know when they get to the Lakers, they forget.
Like they forget the how to shoot. Yeah, yeah, like they don't know how to shoot. So it's like I trade Torian Prince, D'Angelo Russell, Gabe Vincent, and give them some picks mm-hmm. if they got picks. Because you're not getting Austin Reeves, you're not getting Rui, you're not getting Vanderbilt. So you better take D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, take what you can get.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. shit. And if you don't want Torian Prince and you want to trade Cam Reddish. Me, personally, I wouldn't trade Cam Reddish because I like Cam Reddish as a player. Mm-hmm. He just got to be consistent and hit more shots because the defensive part is there. Like, he played great defense. So, mm-hmm. it's like, he just got to hit shots. But I can see Zach LaVine going to the Lakers.
I see that as well. I'm just looking at the standings in the West. Utah can make a move as well.
He can go there.
Yeah, Utah. I feel like that would be nice.
Him, who else? Lori Marketing.
Mm-hmm. I would hold on to Sexton, though. Colin Sexton.
I'm not trading Colin Sexton.
Yeah, you had to, or Keontae George. You had to take Jordan Clarkson and a couple of role players or something. But
yeah, like if you rebuilding, that's just mm-hmm. like, I figured though, just who you should take.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't trade Sexton, George, mm-hmm. Or, well, them just them two for real, for real.
Last team in the West, I'll say Sacramento. I think that would be a good. I know we've seen little rumors about that before, but they still got the Harrison Barnes contract, Kevin Herter contract. Those would be my two main pieces that got to go. They got Harrison Barnes, Kevin Herter. Those are my two main trade pieces. My third piece would be Davion Mitchell. He doesn't play much behind Fox, of course.
Yeah.
I feel like they go get LaVine, then you get that lineup of Fox, Monk, not Siakam, Sabonis, LaVine, and who they fifth starter?
Keegan Murray.
Keegan Murray, yeah. That's a tough five right there.
Yeah, I feel like it can make them push.
Yeah.
They got another scorer in the starting lineup that can help Fox. It's a couple teams he can go to.
Yeah, that'll be a tough lineup right there.
But it's like, is he gonna buy into their system?
Yeah.
I mean, cause he feel like he can be the man.
Yeah,
you can just tell.
Wherever he go, he gonna have to buy in for sure.
You can just tell he feel like he the number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, in the East, you don't see too many teams that's like, I don't see any competing teams that would make that move. Pacers just got Siakam. Cleveland.
How you feel about Terry Rozier saying he'd go to Miami?
I like that. I like the he would have to come off the bench though, scoring piece off the bench. You know he averaging like 20 this year. I feel like his contract is similar to Larry's contract, and I feel like you can intertwine that and trade that together, or trade those two pieces. He's younger. He can score the ball. We need more shot score. Creation.
Yeah.
And he fits that perfect bill. I wouldn't be mad if that actually happened. I don't know if it will, but I would be fine with taking Rozier.
That's not a bad pickup for Miami, like you said, off the bench. Yeah. But he would have to buy into that also.
Exactly. And then, like, just Larry, I would like to keep Larry. His contract too big. The way he plays, you shouldn't be getting that money. He leave with
0 points and shit like that.
Yeah, you could come back when the after the Hornets buy you out on a vet minimum, but other than that...
Yeah, you want to stay in Miami.
Yeah.
We got to do something to your contract.
Yeah, for sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I would take that trade in a heartbeat. I wouldn't know what the Hornets would do with that, but I would like that trade. I wouldn't be mad at that at all. But you know, I want Sexton in Miami, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but his value up right now.
Playing good.
Yeah, been balling. Just had a 30-piece the other day.
I know. I seen. He been balling.
Yeah.
I like Colin Sexton.
Mm-hmm.
He play aggressive. He like a Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, dog.
Type player, dog.
Sure.
Mentality, he going to go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
But we was talking about Kyrie earlier.
Yeah, Kyrie, back to him. That boy been on the heater.
Yeah, bro, and people haven't been talking about it.
At what?
Like, he been averaging, what, in the last four games? I got to say, he been averaging high 20s.
Nah.
Low 30s.
30s, not. I'm at 35, 33, 44, 33, and 42.
Oh, it's been averaging 36, 37.
Yeah, he's been on a heater last five games.
So he's been, yeah, like that's what I'm saying, bro. I seen it earlier. Like, why they not talking about it?
Yeah, no, ESPN, none of them other
nobody's
places talking
about
it. Like, he's not balling out.
Yeah, like Kyrie's still one of the top guards in the league. Like, I had him as one of my top guards in the league coming in, so it's like, why are we not talking about it? Why are we not talking about Kyrie killing?
He's still that guy.
Yeah, like, we can still get you 30, as you see.
40.
Like, you can't really fuck with Kyrie for real. If Kyrie was 6'6", I say 6'5". Like, Kyrie would be considered as one of the best players in the league right now, for real.
Yeah, he was supposed to be on our top 75 list. They wanted to leave him off because of other things, but we ain't going to get into that.
I don't get into the politics with these mother. I ain't going to even say it.
With these what?
I ain't going to even say it, bro.
Yeah. Kyrie's been hooping, and they play the Lakers tonight. Luka's still out, I believe, so that's been giving him more room to do more instead of him being playing off ball, so
I want to see who they're going. I want to see who they're going to put on Kyrie tonight.
Yeah, let's see what happens tonight. I got him going for 30, though.
I got him going for 32. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I feel like Kyrie going to do some numbers tonight for the Mavs.
For sure, dog. Jersey's finest.
And it's going to be like, should we put a package deal for Kyrie?
Yeah. I still rather see him on the Lakers as well. But
yeah, I want to see him. I want to see him back with Bron. I want to see him back with Bron, but I want to see him play with AD. Because AD really want to play defense, block shots, get rebounds, be that interior force. And then, like, if you have Kyrie, now you got Bron taking that backseat. Like, all right, I can still get my 22 points, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Kyrie's do his thing, so.
Yeah, that would be tough. But, yeah, it's not too much NBA news. Like we always say, it's a long-ass season.
Yeah, bro, we're not about to talk about every game.
Yeah, when we get close to the deadline, we'll bring up some more trades and things like that. I know we talked about it last week as well, but we get into some NFL talk with you.
College football first.
Yeah, college football. First thing I had, Caleb Williams, he finally officially enters the NBA NFL draft. Projected number one pick. He a dog.
Yeah, so number one.
He gonna go number one most likely.
Who got the number one pick?
Right now, the Bears. So we gonna see if they move off of that or trade Justin Fields or however they gonna do it.
Crazy.
My Raiders would take the number one pick.
Caleb Williams?
Yeah, that'd be tough. Especially the rumors we've been hearing about. They said we might, if Pierce and them get hired, which they're taking so too long with, we might bring Cliff Kingsbury in as an OC. You know, he's good with the spread offense, air raid. Yeah. And he also, he coached Mahomes, he coached Kyler Murray, and he helped with Caleb Williams. So that would be tough. If that happened, I don't know. I'm just looking at it. If that did happen, so
it's not bad.
But yeah, he projected number one pick, and he a baller.
Yeah, so. Of course.
Yeah. In other news, they made a big deal about Mike Tomlin exiting his interview when they asked about him coaching next season or about his contract.
Cause why is you asking that question after he just lost the playoff game?
Yeah, that was. It was funny. He always a meme, but
that's a stupid ass question.
We just lost the game. Don't ask me about my contract.
Would you see yourself back here next year?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? I'm like, what you think, bitch? That's what I would ask her. What the fuck you think?
I'll be back here with a new quarterback.
Yeah. Give me a new quarterback. I probably would have won today. Like, like, what the fuck?
For sure.
I got Mason Rudolph and fucking Trubisky as my quarterbacks. And that other motherfucker who can't throw, that wear two gloves.
Kenny Pickett.
Stupid ass. Come on, bro.
Yeah, I agree with that. Today, Gerard Mayo got introduced as the Patriots head coach. They had their introduction.
I know the Boston fans hot.
Yeah.
The Boston fans is hot.
As soon as he loses a couple games, they're going to be on his ass.
Get that guy out the game. Yeah, bro.
That's good. We're glad to see him. He got that job. And his contract, actually, he would be the successor for Belichick. So
it was?
Yeah. So okay. That was like a crazy-ass contract to get. So it played out perfectly for him, though. Belichick interviewed with the Falcons. And the Falcons also interviewed Harbaugh. So that's some latest news.
Who?
The Falcons.
They interviewed both of them already?
Yeah, they both got interviewed.
Okay.
Chargers also interview Harbaugh as well. So we'll see what happens with that or if he decides to stay at Michigan. I had Kelce retiring, but we get into that when you talk about your Eagles.
Yeah, bro, they whooped our ass 32-9. Bro.
Again, please hire AP and Champ Kelly Raiders. It's y'all just wasting time here, and we need to do something. But let's get into Wild Card Weekend.
Wild Card Weekend.
You want to talk about your game last?
Yeah, we talk about my game last.
All right. All right, man. We can talk about that last. That playoff, the Wild Card, the first game was the Browns and Texans. Flacco got, they was on his ass.
It was fucking Flacco up, bro. I bet he retired after this. Ain't no more Flacco after this shit.
Texans beat the Browns 45-14.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Stroud was going crazy for sure. Flacco, two interceptions, two pick sixes actually.
Yeah, bro. Like, as it was playing good, he going to do them two pick sixes.
CJ Stroud, 16 for 21, 274 and three touchdowns. Nico Collins, 6 for 96. Devin Singletary, 13 for 66 and a touchdown. So mm-hmm. they was going crazy. And it was 14 to 45. I can't even like, say nothing else about it. It was an ass whooping.
They whooped their ass.
It was a big ass whooping.
Absolutely. There's nothing you can say about that game, bro. They whooped their ass, bro.
I thought the Browns defense was going to hold up better. Miles Garrett didn't do nothing.
Didn't do shit.
CJ Stroud damn near went untouched. So they did their part. Next game we had Dolphins in Kansas City. We all predicted Kansas City to win. I feel like it's going to be too cold for Miami, and they got too many injuries. Mahomes and them took care of business 26-7. He threw for 262. Rashee Rice had 130 as a receiver. Pacheco had 89. So we both had Kansas City winning that game.
Yeah, just what Cam Newton said about Tua?
Game
manager.
Game manager.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. The game manager.
That's it, bro. So far, Cam Newton 2 for 2 when you talk about game manager.
Yeah, he's right.
But we'll talk about the next. It's not even an upset to me.
Green Bay against Dallas. Green Bay came in to their house, put their feet on the couch, took their lunch, their dinner. They won 48-32.
Bro, and it wasn't even a close game. So, like, the score doesn't really
reflect the score is closer than the game.
You feel me? It's like, they started doing that at the end. But Green Bay
whooped their ass. Aaron Jones had 3 touchdowns.
Jerry Jones is in that skybox, heated.
Yeah, he was about to say all types of racist things.
Yeah, you know he used to that. But let's get on Dakota Prescott, bro. Like,
what you got to say?
He's sorry as shit, bro. It's nothing to talk about. He sucked. He haven't won in January. What's his record in January?
I think his playoff record is 2-5.
He won 2 playoff games. How long he been in the league?
He's been a starter for, I think, 8 years.
I don't want nobody else to say he's better than Jalen Hurts. I'm just going to get out that way.
Okay.
Don't put him in no. I don't give a fuck about the regular season. The regular season, he plays great. Like, he's okay. Mm-hmm. He's a great regular season quarterback. But when it matters the most, what do he do?
You're not that guy, pal.
Okay. So, again, Cam Newton is 2 for 2 when he talk about game manager.
Cam Newton was correct. We knew that in the beginning part.
Nah, but everybody was jumping on Cam Newton's ass. Like,
like,
he ain't know what he was talking about. This nigga's sorry, bro. I always said it. When I picked Green Bay, it was because I hate the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But I know him, bro. Like, he's not going to show up in big games. Mm-hmm. He's sitting there and looks stupid on the sideline. CeeDee Lamb shaking his head at him like, this is my quarterback.
Yeah, at the end of the game, they all got they stats because they were just throwing the ball. But the game was already over with.
The game was over with. Yeah. Bro, at one point, Green Bay had their backups in.
Yeah, they put in the rookie from Penn State, quarterback, Sean Clifford.
Like, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, Jordan Love also went 16 for 21 for 272 and 3 touchdowns.
Like, he played good. Like, he came out the gate firing.
Yeah, Aaron Jones, 21 carries, 118 and 3 touchdowns. Romeo Doubs, 6 for 151 and a touchdown. So they was...
Like, they ain't... It was no...
No letting up. They wasn't playing with them.
They wasn't playing with Dallas.
At all.
They know. Like, they trying to get them out of here. They trying to win, which they did.
Yeah. The Packers are 6-0 at AT&T Stadium. So that's their home stadium.
Yeah, like, that's their second home.
Yeah.
That's home away from home for them.
And they're very disappointed as the Cowboys being a 2-seed coming in.
So. Getting their ass whooped. Mm-hmm. I know our score looked bad. But their game was worse than ours.
Yeah, that was bad.
So we both going to sit on the couch. We can sit next to each other and watch the rest of this shit play out. But, yeah, bro. Dallas, sorry.
Next game, the Rams came into Detroit. This was the closest game for the weekend. We knew it was going to be close. Detroit came out 24-23. Stafford had 25-36, 367, 2 touchdowns. Jared Goff, 22-27.
This was the game of the week.
Yeah, for sure.
This was definitely the game of the week.
Puka had 9 for 181 and a touchdown. Amon Ross St. Brown 7 for 110. So they was balling. They was going back and forth. Detroit ended up hanging on and did what they supposed to do at home. So that's good for them. We really enjoyed watching that game because That's the most game I was locked into.
Yeah, me too. Like, that was the game. Well, of course, the Eagles too, but,
yeah.
Like, besides that, that was the game I was locked into the most.
Mm-hmm. The next game was Monday, 4:30. Steelers at Bills. They had to move that game from Sunday to Monday because of the snow. Bills came out on top, 31-17. Josh Allen, 3 passing touchdowns, 203 yards. Ain't nobody else really, like, the stats ain't nobody do nothing crazy, but the Bills controlled that whole game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Steelers had Mason Rudolph starting, so that's what we kind of expected. So, yeah, we knew the Bills was going to win that one.
Yeah, they ain't had no quarterback.
Last game, Eagles at Bucks. Bucks took it 32-9. What's your thoughts as an Eagles fan?
Everybody has to go. We start. The owner need to sit down in his office, him and Howie. Have a discussion. See what we can do better next year. But as of right now, if we talking about it, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, I'm going to give Nick Sirianni a pass because 3 years he's been here. 2-plus years with 10-plus wins, and we've been in the playoff 3.3 straight times, mm-hmm. and we went to the Super Bowl. Even though we didn't win it, we went to the Super Bowl. But offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and what the fuck his name is? James Bradberry. This is where we start with them three. Okay, once we get them out the way, then we worry about everybody else. We'll start looking into linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start looking into our other secondaries. Not going to blame Slay. Slay is older.
Mm-hmm.
He was
first game back in 4 weeks.
You feel me? And he got hurt again. So it's like, mm-hmm. I expect Slay to have a little rust. Not mad at Slay. But my linebackers and my secondary, my man's from Tennessee that we got, what's his name? Kevin Byer.
Yeah, from Tennessee Titans. Yeah. Kevin Byer, the safety.
Him too. He can get the fuck out. Like, he can go. Bro, he don't know how to tackle just like the rest of them. Like, nobody on our defense know how to tackle except for the defensive line. Our linebackers. What is linebackers, like, what do they do? Like, our linebackers, what do they do? They don't tackle. They can't cover the tight ends. It's just so much shit they don't do.
They get paid.
Bro, it's just like they dare to be there, bro.
They get paid. And Shaq Leonard ain't do nothing, right?
He didn't do shit, bro. Mm-hmm. All right, he older. He washed up. We already knew that. I'm not even mad at bro. He washed up. We knew that when we got him. We could have let his ass go to Dallas for all I care. He would have played better in Dallas. Bro. Everybody else, bro, they need to look at themselves this offseason and get this shit together.
Because
mm-hmm. there's no way we start from 10-1 to 11-6
mm-hmm.
and get knocked out the first round and only score 9 points. We scored 9 points, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we used to have 21 points at the half.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is going on? Like,
yeah, losing 6 out of 7 coming into the losing 5 out of 6 coming into the playoffs.
6 out of 7. You're right, bro. Okay. 6 out of 7, bro. Who we lost to? Tyrod Taylor, Drew Lock. Who else? Dak Prescott, Baker Mayfield. That's it. That was our last 6.
Yeah.
Bro, Baker, we need a clean house, bro.
Y'all defense, Baker had 337 and 3 touchdowns.
Look at this shit, dude.
Otten, tight end, had 8 for 89.
What the fuck did Trey Palmer have?
1 for 56 and a touchdown. You think the other receiver, David Moore, 2 for 66 and a touchdown as well.
And you know how they all got that? They wasn't going deep. They wasn't catching it like yards, 5 yards mm-hmm. here, 7 yards here. It was one catch and go.
Yeah, I told you, David. Trey Palmer was 1 for 56.
Bro,
was 2 for 66. And then, like, they best two receivers. They didn't even, like, do nothing crazy.
Bro. It was third and how many? 3rd and 8. Trey Palmer caught the ball. James Bradbury ran up to him and hugged him. He didn't even tackle him, bro. He hugged him and let him go. And whoever else, Kevin Byers, just standing there, bro. Mm-hmm. So,
just true.
I see all of them got to get the fuck. Like, yo, like, I would help them. That trash bag, I wish I was at the field stadium, bro. I would have helped them and cussed them out all the way out the door. Mm-hmm. James Bradbury, Kevin Byers, our whole linebackers, mm-hmm. all of them.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. Even the bench players. Gotta get the fuck. We gotta start fresh. Like, we need to go into this draft. Look at linebackers, cornerbacks. This offseason, we need mm-hmm. offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. We need to have all types of interviews. If an offensive coordinator come in that bitch talking about a wide receiver screen, he don't get the job.
I seen that. They said y'all ran whatever the number is, and it was like negative
698 wide receiver screens.
And it led to like negative 23 yards.
At the end of the year, this shit averaged negative 26 yards. So if a motherfucker come in that office talking about a wide receiver screen, a running back screen, a quarterback draw up the middle all the time, don't even entertain them. Kick them out. Have security. Have the nigga Big Dom in them. Come hey, upstairs.
Come grab him by the collar. The fuck, by the collar.
Get him out of there, bro. Get him out of there,
oh,
bro.
Oh, man.
I'm like, this shit is crazy. The nigga don't do shit, bro. They can't do nothing right. Mm-hmm. Like, how are you in the NFL and you don't know how to tackle? Like, mm-hmm. this the first thing you learn in football is to tackle somebody, bro.
Yeah.
Like, how don't you know how to tackle? Like, James Bradbury, they threw at him 6 times. Guess how many times they caught the ball?
6.
5.
Oh, you could Mike Evans dropped one.
Because Mike Evans dropped the touchdown. Guess how many times they scored on this thing? Bro, they had 96 yards on his bum ass. I want to fight James Bradbury, bro.
Would you say when you see him? If you see him?
I'm going to slap the shit out of James Bradbury, bro. I got a cornerback right now and I can go out there and do way better than any amount of money in my account right now. I bet my brother Quay can go out there and make 6 tackles. And if they throw at him 5 times, they ain't going to catch all 5 of them. That's how confident I am in Quay to go out there and do that.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, like, you was an all-pro last year, bro. They gave you money to come here and do a job.
What happened?
What the fuck? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Man, I'm tired of them, bro. And it's not even tired of them. I'm tired of them people that I just need. Brian Johnson, whatever, he just looks so stupid on the sideline. Every time they
Brian Johnson.
Bro, they put...
Is it Brian?
Brian, Brad, that. Whatever the fuck his name is, bro. They pan the camera on him, bro, on the sideline.
He looks stupid.
He's sitting there looking stupid as hell, bro. Then you got this bum-ass Matt Patricia come from the skybox to call, please. Mm-hmm. Where is the blitz? We not blitzing. Bro, Baker Mayfield back there dancing like he's chilling, bro. He on a bad ankle. He got fucked up rib cages. Why are we not blitzing? Why are we not blitzing, bro? And then you keep playing drop back coverage, they mm-hmm. catching the ball in the middle. So it's like, how can I see this and you the fucking coordinator and you don't know your job?
Yeah.
Then you want to throw a wide receiver screen on the other side. Then first play of the game, Swift got 8 yards off the run up the gut.
Start running the ball.
Second play of the game, Swift got 7 yards outside run. RPO the next 3 plays and we punt the ball. Come on, bro. Devontae Smith got 100 yards at the halftime. And now we send him to the outside, the middle wide open on third down.
Mm-hmm.
Nick's not going to the middle, bro. It's just wide open. Like, whoever going in the middle, they're going to score. There's nobody in the body. Dallas Goedert getting mad because he can't catch the ball. So Jalen Hurts stopped throwing it to him. If anybody should be mad, it should be Swift. Mm-hmm. How the fuck I have 145 in week 3 mm-hmm. and have 45 yards in the playoff game? Make that make sense, bro. Come on, bro. Like, I'm tired of them, bro. Mm-hmm. And it's the coordinators. They all just sit there and look stupid.
Well, we all in the off season now, so we gonna come back to this conversation, of course. I know you feeling a little hot headed right now
bro,
with the game.
It's not even that, bro. It's just like we was 10-1. We lose to San Fran, okay, cool. All right, cool. Our D-backs ain't shit, we know that. Who we beat? We beat KC, then we beat the Bills, and then who we played? We lost to Kyler Murray, too. That was the other quarterback I forgot.
Yeah, I lost the Niners, Cowboys, Seahawks. Cardinals and Giants.
Shit is crazy, bro. Bum ass niggas, bro.
How you feel about Kelce retiring?
Well, he said on his podcast, he was like, he didn't say like he was retiring. He had to think about it. But it's a possibility. Because it was emotional to make that decision right there. You feel me? But if he retired, like, great Hall career. Of Famer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hall of Famer.
Nothing first ballot center.
Yo, it's not. He was the best center in the league. So it was mm-hmm. like, it was nothing. I don't have no complaints about Kelce. Mm-hmm. Retire his jersey the next year. If he retired, number 62 should be retired. Mm-hmm. And you should bring him back on the staff for a lineman coach. Mm-hmm. Just to help the center. But
yeah, that wraps up Wild Card Weekend. Little rain going.
Fucking rain.
We get into our divisional round picks. First game is Saturday. We got the Texans against the Ravens. Who are you going with?
Ravens.
Why?
I just feel like Lamar and them going to. I just feel like Lamar and them on a path to the Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. He's the MVP. Offense playing great. Defense playing good. So it's like he got all the pieces. It's no excuses. Get the job done.
Yeah, I'm going with them too. As long as they don't come out slow.
Yeah, because they had the week off.
Yeah, they had the week off. Well, 2 weeks, because, you know, they ain't played week 18, some of their starters. Facts. I feel like they should get it done. No, Texans coming in hot, though, but I still got the Ravens winning that one at home. Packers at 49ers. Who you going with that game? Packers come off a heater as well.
I got the 49ers.
Yeah, I'm taking them as well. I just feel like they usually had a Packers number, and then being at home, they could get the job done, too. We'll see what happens, of course. Both of these games I'm excited for all four teams.
Nah, so, for real. All these games should be good.
Yeah, so whatever happens fine with it. I like the results. Buccaneers at Lions Sunday.
Lions. I got the Lions.
Yeah, I got the Lions winning at home too. They had a tough game on last Sunday. And I think they'll be ready for it at home again.
Taking
Detroit. In the last game we got the Chiefs at Bills.
I got the Bills.
Bills at home because of Kadarius Toney dumbass in the regular season. But I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs. They both used to playing in the cold. Mahomes going to be on the road for the first time in the playoffs. So
yeah. I ain't taking nothing away from Mahomes. Yeah. But it's like they got to go in there mm-hmm. and Orchard Park and win. So it's like, can they do that? They never played a road game. Well, Mahomes.
Yeah.
Never did. So it's like, what can he do?
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. Either way, I'm fine with the results. All four of these games should be good games and exciting to see. So it's good to see that this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Last thing over here, I got some little UFC news. Justin Gaethje gonna be fighting Max Holloway for the BMF belt. I ain't put it on there.
Bad motherfucker. What was our record for wild card?
I didn't do it. I was going to include that next week. I forgot to total it up. But yeah, we're going to start bringing more UFC news since the year just got started and more fights going to be coming on. I'm excited to see that, the BMF fight. Well, I don't care about the BMF belt, but it's going to be a good fight between Gaethje and Holloway on UFC 300.
When is that?
That's not till April, though. But they announced it yesterday. I just wanted to talk about that.
April was crazy.
Yeah. But that's it for us today. We just caught up on the latest NBA, NFL news, NFL wild card, and the divisional picks, and the UFC right there just now. Keep locking with us. Ending with us. Unscripted Sports with Mir and Deo. Instagram, Unscripted Sports with two S's. TikTok, Unscripted Sports, you can find us there. We get a lot of views on there. Keep going up.
The TikTok, huh?
Yeah, the TikTok getting a good views. Get some more traction going. Keep locking in with us. We're going to keep bringing this content to you. And that's it. Peace.